Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is indeed Cook and Joe. Ron is off today and tomorrow and the next day. So as it turned out, both of us had to get our vacation days in here at the end of the year. We're not going to see each other, which is very sad this week. Tons of things to talk about. I got Jake Caulfield at 11. The Baseball Hall of Fame is really, really an annoying topic to me. Every single year, it's become that way. But first, I have to talk about this horse. And that is, I've become a fixture on the afternoon show. And it's getting to the point of being weird. Like every day, I leave here at around 2:30, 2:45 to go pick up my daughter from school. And wind up waiting in line and of course, listen to Pony and Muller, one of my favorite shows. And I am literally on that show every single day. I'm on the afternoon show more now than when I was on the afternoon show. It's incredible. And I can't quite figure it out. Part of it is blatant mockery. I get that. Part of it is good fun. I get that. Great segment last week on my blow up with Ron about how Ron wouldn't give an opinion again on a topic. But it's just, in trying to analyze it, I can't really come to a conclusion of why I'm literally on every day like clockwork. And that's just between that time. God knows what happens between 4 and 6. I don't know. But I don't know if I'm like some sort of literary crutch for Filippone, like when the show breaks down or something, like he immediately goes to Starkey. But I've become like his Ray Finkel. Does he have like a collage of me at home that he studies? It's weird. It really is. Did he show, Horse, when you were doing his show, any sort of unnatural obsession with me, Pony? Did he?
Not to my knowledge, no.
No, didn't mention me all the time. It's really, really odd. And some of it is just like blatant, like lying. Like the other day he mentions, and it's always sort of offhand. Some of it is planned, but some of it, again, is like when things break down, that's the go-to. Kind of like you are for me, Horse. When things break down, there's nothing to say. Ron and I have just had a blow-up. Pony's just interrupted somebody again, usually Muller, every time Muller talks. And there's a sort of an awkward spot. You always have a crutch. For me, I'll admit it's you. I bring up Horse from time to time. For him, it appears to be me. And the other day, it was something like things have broken down. And Starkey, when he did interviews, used to just sit back and roll his eyes when things weren't going well, when someone on the other end of the phone was not giving him the answers he wanted. And that just isn't true. It's really, really odd that I have become his Ray Finkel. But I guess I'm honored by it in a way. Because, like I said, now I'm on the afternoon show more than I was when I was on the afternoon show.
Suddenly your drive home just got a little bit better.
That's exactly right. Suddenly, as the ad goes, suddenly, and I'll add the parts that aren't mentioned. Suddenly, now that Starkey's not on the show, your afternoon drive just got a whole lot better. And yet, I'm still on the show, literally. Every single day. So be sure to tune in later for Starkey, Pony, and Muller. Penguins last night. Here's what I took from this game. is that speed has again become a competitive advantage for them. They've never been slow over these past 4 years, you know, with the exception of the UPS truck that was Jack Johnson on defense and a few others. Contrary to popular belief, they never, like, slowed down to the point where the Penguins weren't fast. But here's the thing. Speed suddenly was not a competitive advantage for them. Other teams, literally and figuratively, caught up to them. So even though they were still plenty fast, and they weren't skating circles around teams like they did on the way to the Cup in 2016. Now I feel like that speed is a competitive advantage again, and it better be, because there are teams like the Bruins, like the Capitals in that division that are more physical than them, that are heavier than them. We've seen, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on this, but we've seen sort of movement back toward playing the heavy game. Now, some people tell you that's really not how the Blues won it. You know, that's not necessarily how the Capitals won it, et cetera. But it's definitely an argument, and it's definitely another way to win is by beating teams physically and just having the heavy game came back, I would argue, in recent years. Penguins aren't going to play that game. In fact, they're going to get pounded by some teams. Physically, that doesn't mean they lose games. They got pounded by teams when they were winning cups. Why? Well, one reason was because they were really fast, especially that first year. Really, only that first year is the year that their speed was a huge competitive advantage. And I feel like it's been a topic that people have become obsessed with, almost to a pony level with me over the past few years. That's all we hear about is the Penguins' speed or lack thereof. Well, now I think it's true again. I think they're faster than most teams they're going to play, and it's not just in the form of people like Rust and Kapanen, although that's a huge part of it, adding Kapanen. I mean, last night, the Bruins are not slouches defensively. They're a really good defensive team. And I counted five either partial or clean breakaways for Kapanen and Rust. It's unbelievable. It's like a breakaway contest. But that wasn't the only form that the Penguins' speed took. It was also playing that sort of aggressive, in-your-face, on-top-of-you-a-lot game in the last two periods. Tanev ain't slow either. Gensel, Zucker can skate. Obviously, Sid can skate, right? The bottom six has some speed in it. Gino, I don't know about him at this point, if he's part of your speed element, although he did have a breakaway that, like I said in the opening, turned into one of the tragic plays in Penguins history. How did that happen? How does a 3-on-0, was it Marino with them? I couldn't even tell on the replay. I think it was. How does a 3-on-0 become a 2-on-0? Maybe they were copying the Capitals from that game a few weeks back, because that's exactly what happened in that game. The guy who was the third guy in a 3-on-0 just skated off the ice or turned back toward the defensive end. Don't you think you could be helpful at that point? And I realize if you don't score, you're going to be in a lot of trouble coming back the other way. But wouldn't having a third guy to pick up a rebound to be part of the play be helpful? Maybe not. I don't know. But you're still on a 2-on-0. And of all the people to be on a 2-on-0 and to mangle it, like if I had frozen the camera right then and took a Twitter poll, how do you know, you've seen these too on various sports shows and other shows, cliffhangers. They'll take you up to a certain point in a highlight clip of something and say, how do you think this turns out? And they give you A, B, or C. So if I asked all of you, Gino and Chris Letang on a 2-on-0 in overtime, how does this turn out? A, beautiful goal. B, disastrous ending. Or C, disastrous ending plus no shot at all. What would you honestly have answered? I think a majority might have answered C. there's always the chance for A, because they're both brilliant talents. I mean, did you see Letang in the shootout the other day? It's not a defenseman in the league that scores that goal in a shootout. Maybe one or two. But it was C. Somehow it was C. But I'm getting away from the point, which is that I think speed has become an advantage for the Penguins again. And I think that, that's something that can play from game to game. That, and I just wrote about this for the Post-Gazette this morning, that and they've showed a lot of heart early in the season. It doesn't necessarily mean either one of these things, especially when you're playing every other night as far as the speed goes, is going to translate over 56 games. I don't know if the speed will. It should, although you can get worn down awfully fast playing a compressed schedule like this. And the heart part, who knows? That's what it appears to be right now. It's a very small sample size, and Jim Rutherford has to be heartened by that, right? It's a guy who's ripped his team each of the past 2 years for basically quitting in the playoffs, and this year they're losing guys left and right. They're playing a game against the Rangers, half the game with four defensemen. They lose Dumoulin last night. They fall behind all the time, which I guess could either be a good sign or a bad sign, a good sign that they're coming back. 10 times they've overcome a deficit in 7 games, and they've outplayed teams late. That usually isn't the hallmark of a team that doesn't give a damn, right? Usually it's the hallmark of a team that does. Usually. We'll see. Is it fluky? I don't know. We're only 7 games in. But we talk a lot about an identity for the Penguins, and if their identity amid all the flux that's happening with injuries and just it being a weird start to a season with very little training camp and no exhibition games, everything going on. If your identity is going to be speed and fortitude or heart, if those are the two hallmarks of your team, that's a pretty good place to start, I think. If that translates, we'll see. I sure did like it last night. I did, and I think without Tuukka Rask playing an incredible game, that the Penguins win that game, and they still come out with a point. And by the way, the format this season is phenomenal, isn't it? It's just looking at the Penguins and the Capitals schedules. They've each played 7 games. Each of them have had 4 of those games go to overtime and or shootout. Unbelievable. That's 14 games. 8 of the 14 for those teams have gone to overtime shootout. It really does. Like last night was just pure entertainment. I'm just so glad that hockey is up and running. I didn't notice the crowd, lack of a crowd last night. I really didn't. It's a little weird on the goals, I'll admit that, when you don't hear anything. But it's great, and it's only going to get better because teams aren't up to speed. Teams aren't in sync yet. They can't be. They couldn't be after 2 weeks of a season. I mean, imagine this, and we're already 7 games in. A week, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, we're going to be 20 games into a 56-game season, and then it's really going to feel like the playoffs. Your thoughts on the Penguins? Did you see a lot of ex-Penguins had a big night last night, including the great Daniel Sprong? I really should have. One of these nights, I have to get on the post-game Zoom and ask Sully what he thinks of Daniel Sprong for the Capitals. I mean, he stunk the game I watched him. Does he even have 2 goals? I don't know. It was last night his first goal. It would just be fun to ask Sully one more time, one last time, about Daniel Sprong. So your thoughts on the Penguins, 412-928-9370. And I also want to get in to Matt Canada and a study that I performed on Matt Canada's play calling and what I came up with. That's ahead on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.